old are you, Jackson?
I'm three.
Are you three?
Four.
You just turned four. And what city do you live in?
Atlanta, Georgia.
There you go.
I invited you here so we could talk, you know, just like we always do. So what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
It's a trap.
Which part?
All of it.
Marriage.
Yes, it's
family.
All a trap.
Adulthood. No,
adulthood is definitely a trap. Gosh, you know, my 21-year-old self, do you know what I was doing when I was 21? I was a junior in college. I was living the life in New Orleans.
Can you tell us about any lessons that you might want to pass on to your child? Things that you would not to like, things that you don't want to see him repeat?
No, there are things that I don't want him to, like, I want him to do the best in school, and I don't want him to miss opportunities or cut corners.
Yeah, but, I mean, wanting him to be the best.
The best that he can be.
Yeah, thank you.
The best that he can be. But not, like, I don't have unrealistic expectations, just like now when he's making his little mouth noises. I don't have unrealistic expectations for a four-year-old.
Let's keep talking. Tell me how you want to be remembered.
It's a tough one.
Like, do you want to be remembered as a good father? A nice instructor?
I just want something that really matters in the end. Because it's like I tell my students, no one's going to put your salary or anything else that's going to go. None of that's ever going to make it on your tombstone, or should make it on your tombstone. So it's just, I just want to be remembered. Like as someone that maybe changed somebody's life for a little bit for the better. Someone that raised a son that's not going to bite people when he's an adult. How would you like to be remembered?
I mean, I want to be a good mother, and hopefully my child will reflect that. I like to be remembered as a good wife, but not in the sense of my ancestors. Not in the sense that,
This is good now.
I maybe did everything my husband wanted, and I was, like, there cooking and cleaning and ironing. I'm not interested in any of that.
That whole obeying thing didn't really work
but
for
I
you.
Would like to be remembered as a good wife, somebody that was supportive to their husband, maybe challenged them to be the best person that they could be. Let's talk about the biggest influences on your life, Jason.
The biggest influences on my life?
I want over the entire course of the 38, almost 39 years, the biggest influence.
Well, I think the biggest influence now, of course, is him as he crawls around everywhere. I mean, that's an influence on my life.
So he's influencing your decisions?
Absolutely influences my decisions. I used to be so incredibly selfish. I can't do that anymore. I had the luxury of being selfish because I was only accountable to me.
But now he's the biggest influence on your life.
Yeah.
Like determining the choices that you make.
Yeah, he needs a father.
So you make choices that would ensure that you're...
He needs a father. I mean, it's not like I'm like, am I going to go rob this bank? But it's like he needs a father and he needs a roof over his head and everything else. That's why I work so hard. I want him to have the best education. And I realize there are some challenges where we live education-wise.
Yes.
So if we stay or we up and go, either way, I want him to have the best access to everything that he can.